Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Willem Els is a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crime Program. That's at the Institute for Security Studies. Willem Els joins us this morning. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining. How are you? I am well, thank you. No doubt you're following this significant development. Israel has launched a preemptive attack on Iran. In terms of the role that Iran plays in global, with regard to global terror, give us some perspective here.
Yeah, if you look at the strategy of Iran that started several years ago, where they developed an axis of response against Israel, where they started to export the terrorism ideology to especially Hezbollah and to Iraq and to Syria, and they built a very strong alliance. And also their support to Hamas. So they had it in mind, and they also they made it very clear that their objective is to actually destroy Israel, and that is what they're going to do. So now we saw the response from Israel, and that escalated the whole situation.
The fact that Israel has done significant damage to Hezbollah. We know that Hamas is weakened. We don't really have a good sense of where the Houthis are at. What does this mean in terms of Iran's capability with regard to a response?
Well, it definitely weakened the ability. We also saw that the strikes and also the offensive of Israel in the region not only weakened Hezbollah, it took out the leadership, it deprived them of most of the attack weapons and their missiles, but it also caused a ripple effect with the political change in Syria that also cut off the supply routes from Iran towards Hezbollah. We also see that Hamas is on his last legs. The only thing that keep them basically standing is that they've got these hostages, and that Israel will not overrun them. So that is the situation that was actually triggered by the October 7 attacks. We also see that in Iraq, their alliances there with some of the groups that have been those groups have been attacked. Their air defense systems have been wiped out. So they are really on that side. They are severely weakened. But also we saw the recent attacks on the Houthis by the Americans. That brought the Houthis actually to the negotiation table. But also we see that a day or two ago, the Navy of Israel attacking some of the ports, weakening their capability. So they are also on the back feet at the moment.
That is all, unfortunately, that we have time for. That is going to be where we do need to leave it. Willem Els is a senior training coordinator on terrorism, bringing us some perspective on where Iran stands in the global sponsorship and encouragement of terror. I see that the Israeli Air Force is now intercepting UAVs launched from Iran outside of Israel's borders. Israel is urging the public to continue to follow the Home Front Command guidelines. We'll be back with you just after this.